I'm Adam Crenshaw from the Gates Foundation. I focus on data privacy, data access and sharing, and strangely now AI. I, unlike this person sitting next to me, am not qualified to teach a master class on AI, but here I am. I've been working in this space for the last 2 years, trying to catch up, trying to understand what this means, mostly because it scarfs up a lot of data, which is my area, and so I actually have to be involved in these conversations. But in order to be involved in these conversations, it turns out I actually need to know something about the technology, which is why I buddy with this guy all the time, and he explains things to me. Well, I thought it'd be great to have our IT lead come to talk to us about AI itself.
Yeah. So my name is Andrew Morris. I am the Emerging Technology Lead at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I have about 2 decades of experience. I have about 2 years in this particular role and 8 years at this organization. And I have a background in a bunch of different industries like travel, nonprofit sector, worked for the government for a little bit, worked in the entertainment industry. My role is to focus on anything that's like organizationally novel or, you know, like, hey, we want to go and look at a new tool or a specific capability. It's to kind of like be the first hands-on to the tech and figure out our like baseline processes that we need to sort, which is why I've had an awesome opportunity to get to work with Adam so much.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun.
So I don't know if you've looked at the deck. It's ginormous, which is my tendency is to pack these full. We're going to spend a third talking about the technology, which Andrew has. Most of the slides are visual because he's a visual person. We'll be talking to the slides, so that might go faster. Mine are very word dense. We're not going to get through it all. I'm not going to bleed the slides, but mostly I want to share the stuff we have at our foundation so that you can steal it, borrow, tell us we're not doing it right, and tell me you have something better. Because my purpose in showing up here is to foster collaboration in this space. Really don't know what I'm doing. Some of us are involved in a private foundation working group where we meet every 3 months just to talk about what's coming up, what are we doing, and to borrow from each other. So it's a fun space to be in because some of us are just learning. It's also big picture stuff, like it's about existential issues about survival, human rights, you know, election interference. Like it's the big, juicy, scary, terrifying, interesting stuff that some of us went to law school for. So that part of it's fun for me. Before I start, I have 2 questions. One is about the agenda. How many people are actively engaged, or how many organizations are actively engaged in funding AI activities? Just want to see if that's relevant. One-ish, two-ish, just ish, or okay. We might not get to that. We might skip that depending on time, but if not, we'll come back to it. All right. And then just a poll question. I hope people are okay with interaction because it's a small group. I thought that might be helpful. But just wondering, a show of hands, how many people are regularly in AI, using AI in some form or another?
A lot of folks.
Let me be more specific, because hopefully that's everybody, because you don't know it. Your Netflix queue, obviously, is AI generated, and you play a part in that. How many people are actively seeking out something like ChatGPT for personal use or for professional use? Oh, wow, okay, quite a bit. How many people have dabbled in it and then thought it didn't actually, wasn't very useful? Okay. And then how many people are hoping they get to retire before this comes for their jobs? Right. Who knows? All right. Good. Thanks. So I will kick it off to Andrew to take us into the basics. And please stop us at any time. It's such a small group, and we would be much happier not just talking at you. Yeah. So stop us if there's a thing that you don't understand. Really, there are no dumb questions. I'm asking the same questions over and over and over again. So please don't be embarrassed. Just stop us and ask for clarification.
Yeah, and we've made space for that as well. So if we want to drill into a particular topic, we absolutely can. And then we can adjust as needed. So super high level, we're going to go through high-level technology. We're going to dig into risks. We're going to go through some of the operational considerations, funding considerations, as Adam alluded to earlier. And then a little bit of what's next, like what we've observed, kind of what's on the horizon. And then we'll obviously have more space at the end for additional questions. So the first thing that I would kind of share is that there is a ton of excellent resources out there. More specifically, a lot of the content that I've pulled from here is inspired and or just straight up ripped off of Google's, they purchased this company called Quick Labs that like focuses on education, and they have fantastic coursework. So if you want to double click into this,